This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is not your century.
This is Not Your Century, where we celebrate the news and the news media of centuries gone by. I'm King Kaufman. October 8th, 1933. A tang of old San Francisco, of the days of high courage and gay adventure, was in the cool salt breeze atop Telegraph Hill yesterday. I'm reading from the San Francisco Chronicle. I'll get to the point in a second, but I just want to point out how even in 1933 they were talking about the good old golden days of San Francisco. Old San Francisco. Back when it was really the old San Francisco. They've been talking like that since way before you moved here. Back to our story. The tang of old San Francisco was in the cool salt breeze atop Telegraph Hill yesterday when a little group of old-timers gathered with thousands of the new generation to dedicate the magnificent new Lilly Hitchcock Coit Memorial Tower. The structure was built with funds left by Mrs. Coit, belle of the 60s, and heroine of the old volunteer fire department. Can you imagine being in San Francisco and the old people are talking about the great old days of the 60s, and they're talking about the 1860s? Well, the old guys that day were retired members of the San Francisco Fire Department. Old hearts beat faster under red shirts of the veterans, the Chronicle reported. Eyes glistened and shoulders straightened when George Barron, who represented them, told the throng, "Organization of the Volunteer Fire Department gave this city the first real gentleman's club of its history. Bankers, butchers, doctors, clerks, lawyers, grocery men, laborers met in the common purpose of preserving the city and remained together as comrades and friends. In those stern pioneering days, a man was a man and a fireman. In the spirit of those days, in the spirit of Lilly Hitchcock Coit, we meet to honor her." I gotta be honest, I didn't really follow the logic there. It sounded like he was honoring the firemen, not Mrs. Coit. But I guess Mrs. Coit would have liked that. She was born Lilly Hitchcock in West Point, New York in 1843, the daughter of an army doctor. The family moved west in 1851. The story goes that in 1858, as a 15-year-old tomboy, she was out walking on Telegraph Hill when she saw Knickerbocker Engine No. 5. Struggling up the hill trying to get to a fire. She jumped in to help push the engine up the hill and called for others to do the same. The firefighters of Engine No. 5 adopted her as their mascot, Firebell Lil. When she was 20, they made her an honorary member of the company, and she rode along with them in parades and even sometimes to fight fires. About that time, she married a man named Howard Coit, who worked at the San Francisco Stock Exchange. They split up in 1880. Lilly Hitchcock Coit was fascinated by firefighters for the rest of her life. She worried over them when they were sick. She attended their funerals when they died. And as evidenced by those racing hearts under those red shirts in 1933, they loved her for it. She was considered an eccentric for reasons beyond her love for the fire brigades. She liked to smoke cigars, dress in men's clothing, and frequent the men-only gambling dens of the Barbary Coast. Those were the sorts of things that got women of lesser means thrown in jail in those days. By 1903, at the age of 60, she was no longer riding along to fires, though she still wore a No. 5 pendant to honor her favorite engine company. She was living at the Palace Hotel when a cousin of hers named Alexander Garrett burst into her room with a gun. A visitor named Major McClung ended up dead, possibly because he jumped in front of Lilly, who may have been the intended target. Garrett pleaded insanity, but he was convicted of murder. Unscathed that day, Lilly Hitchcock Coit lived until 1929. She died at the age of 85. She left a third of her estate to the city, to be used for the purpose of adding to the beauty of the city which I have always loved. San Francisco built a monument to firefighters in Washington Square Park, and it built Coit Tower, the top of which coincidentally resembles a fire hose nozzle, though that wasn't the intention of the architects. The social realist murals that decorate the interior, the product of an early New Deal program called the Public Works of Art Project, they were dedicated a year later. At the tower dedication, the old firefighters' hearts raced and their eyes glistened as they gazed at a portrait of the late Mrs. Coit leaning against the rostrum as Mayor Angelo Rossi spoke. "We need no monument to remind us of Lily Coit," he said. "But it is indeed fitting that the money she left for the purpose of beautifying the city be spent in a memorial to her for her generosity, her bravery, and her love of San Francisco." This has been Not Your Century, a production of the San Francisco Chronicle. Audrey Cooper, Editor-in-Chief. Get great journalism today at sfchronicle.com. I'm King Kaufman. Talk to me on Twitter at King_Kaufman. We now return you to your century.